If you cannot hear about light sexual assault and the traumatic effects it had on me, misogyny, low self-esteem troubles and feeling used by boys, anal degradation, and basically trauma influencing where I'm at right now, then please, please, please close this tab and look after yourselves. Hopefully, I will make something more for you in the future. My dear listener, I'm going to start by saying I don't know if this is an audio you can get off to. You are very welcome to try if you want. I really don't mind, and you don't have to feel bad about it. I'm sharing this for a reason, and if it makes someone feel good in literally any way, then I have achieved my goal. I wanted to make an improvised audio. I didn't really know how to go about it or what to do, but I've spoken to a few of you on here, and I've had some wonderful advice. To just be myself and just go for it. And don't worry about being appealing to everyone. So, in this audio, I just want to talk about some of the sexual thoughts that have been going through my head in recent months and years. Please read the notes and trigger warnings, as we will be getting pretty deep. Please also note that although I fantasize about some awful things, I have no intention of acting on them or causing anybody discomfort. I just thought maybe someone out there would like to hear. I'm also safe and I've had lots of therapy and help to accept and embrace this side of myself, and supportive comments are always appreciated. So here we go. I believe I am an emotional masochist. To put it in short, almost the entirety of sex happens in my head, psychologically rather than physically. That might not be the best description, and if anyone can word it better than how I have, please feel free to help me out in the comments. Sex and intimacy, for me, is about feeling so insanely desired. I have a constant need to feel wanted and sexy and beautiful and loved. And sometimes it comes in heavy, loud tsunamis, and some days in small waves. I believe this comes from a few different places throughout my life. Without diving into too much detail, I grew up with a lot of people around me saying I'm not good enough, and they found it really difficult growing up neurodivergent. As well as that, I also grew up heavily influenced by social media, especially when I was in my early teens, which are difficult years anyway. But the beauty standard for women was really thrown in my face, and there was a lot of misogyny in my high school and in my friendship groups too. I also had a lot of boyfriends who would use me to feel loved or use me for sexual gratification when I had felt I had genuinely loved them wholeheartedly. I would chase after these boys who would give me their time for a bit and then take it all away. And I'd realize I had been used once again. I think this is why my go-to fear response is fawning, usually, which for those of you who don't know is one of the fear responses. So you have fight, flight, freeze, fawning. There might be more that I'm not aware of, but those are the ones that I do know of. I would fawn over these boys, telling them whatever they wanted to hear, buying them gifts at whatever cost, make myself look and be appealing to them in a sad attempt to get them to love me. I realize now this was unhealthy. Although I do still do it sometimes. And I feel so awful that younger me felt the need to do that to feel loved. The other big event that happened is I was sexually assaulted daily by a particular group of boys, in my year group, which made me feel so embarrassed and disgusted. I didn't want to tell anyone. I wrote anonymously on ask.com about it and how I could get them to stop. But over time, this created some strange feelings for me. I felt desired. I felt beautiful. I felt sexy. I could not believe that these boys desired me so much that they could not control themselves and that they would be willing to get into trouble just to grope me or touch me or run their hands up my thighs. I don't want to go into it too much, but if you know of the fire truck game, and I say game in quotation marks, I am so sorry. I had never felt such a strong sense of desire ever in my life, and I think this was the big event that has made me come to like the things I like. So now, 10 or so years on, this is the attention I crave. I want to feel so desirable and gorgeous that people can't get enough of me. It's hard to admit, but this has all shaped how I am now. So, what are my kinks? What kinks make me feel this way? First of all, I love misogyny. And I'm laughing because as if I'm saying that out loud. But I do find it so sexy. Misogyny is something I have to deal with every day, especially in my line of work. It affects so many aspects of my life, and it hurts. But in a way, I like to take it and make it my power. To take something so awful that hurts me every single day and sexualize it. Like taking back my power, I guess. Either way, I love it. I love being made to feel smaller, weaker, dumber. I think that's because deep down, that's truly how I feel about myself. I love degradation and name calling as a result of this. I absolutely adore watching porn where men insert objects into women. I think it's so awfully degrading and pretty terrifying, actually. It's the psychology behind it that maybe I just make it up in my head, but my thoughts about it drive me crazy. The thought that a man doesn't really get any physical sensations, but is just enjoying the power of hurting someone smaller and physically weaker is so insanely hot to me. It feels kind of sickening to say that, but I feel these thoughts rush right through me. Goosebumps, my heart palpitates, my face flushes, every hair follicle on my body stands up. I'm really into consensual non-consent too. Really anything where I feel overpowered and completely helpless, where my thoughts start to spiral and my submissive, playful, sometimes bratty, but usually fawning side comes out to play. It feels so freeing to me to feel small. Also, I love making others feel good. I'm a big people pleaser, so I find just fawning over others who enjoy that gives me so much pleasure. I love how fucked up anal is. It's so expected of women now, which I think is crazy, but it works for me. I love how demeaning it is. I love any kind of porn where the girl is forced to grind or hump a shoe or a thigh. I love to feel that desperation myself. And I love knowing that my dominant is finding it sexy. The Lee Winters, I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name, but the Lee Winters freezer video absolutely ruined my life for a while. She is such a beautiful, helpless submissive, and the man was such a heartless and cold dominant. Even when she did her absolute best at what he told her to do, he would punish her anyway. It was gorgeously cruel. I also thoroughly enjoyed the aftercare at the end of that video, where she's kissing his feet and she's so cuddled up too and comforted by this man who has abused the actual hell out of her. That's how I want to feel. Broken, fawning, desired. We'll end on a lighter note. A final thing I will always adore is lots of praise and essentially being worshipped. I love the attention. Being called good girl or nearly any other pet name makes me feel like glitter is exploding inside of me. Or like one of those sensory toys when you manage to get the sparkles and colors right to the edges of it, feeling all of the empty corners. It feels magical. I can never get enough praise. So, that was a lot. If you listened to some of this or all of it, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has been so therapeutic and freeing to talk about this with all of you. Thank you so much. I hope you all have the absolute best day.